Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
The economy is not exactly like a house of fire. Is there any chance the Fed might change its plans?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting is less than a week away, and a quarter-point interest rate rise is pretty much a slam dunk. It would be the second rate hike this year, and the Fed has forecast three hikes in total for 2017. But is another interest rate increase a sure thing anymore? Let's explore this with Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart. Okay, Justin, to be clear, what is the betting at this point that overnight interest rates will go up at next week's meeting?
Oh, something over 90%.
These are futures markets that are sort of pricing this in?
Yeah, and I bet it's really even higher than that. I mean, it's as close as we get to a sure thing, I would say.
What about what happens after June 14th? It was originally expected the FOMC would raise interest rates again at this September's meeting. And could that be derailed by the fact that the economy is not really going great guns and that President Trump's economic agenda has stalled so that the Fed might rethink its plans?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're definitely in a point where if we look at what's happened this year compared to what people thought was going to happen, maybe at the start of the year, it's different. I think that people really thought that, you know, there's very, really great chance of a tax cut or infrastructure spending this year. And that's diminished. We don't know if we're going to get it at all, you know, much less this year. So if you thought we're going to have a bump on the economy for that, that's probably not going to happen.
Haven't previous Fed minutes forecast a significant pickup in economic growth for this year, Justin?
They've said that it was sort of that they had upside risks. And that they had, to some extent, baked in stimulus to this year. And then there's other things that are probably going on, you know, beyond, you know, what they have in their actual forecast and just things they're thinking about. So if you saw, there was a big boost in business optimism with the election of President Trump. And I think some people thought, well, that's going to spill over into real activity because all these people are going to be excited. They're going to think that great stuff is coming down the pike, so they're going to start spending more money. We haven't really seen that. You know, the first quarter GDP report was lousy. That probably had to do with, you know, kind of quirks in the data and so on. And there's going to be some kind of rebound in the current second quarter.
Yeah, they're talking about something like 3%.
Yeah, and probably what you should do is just average the two. And you get to 2% and you sort of say, well, the economy's growing 2%, which is sort of what the economy has been growing for a long time. You're not seeing that jump that maybe people hoped for. And then if you look at the latest employment news and the latest inflation news, you're not seeing the kind of signs of heat that people were worried about. In fact, it's going the other way. So even though the unemployment rate is, you know, really low, 4.3%, wage growth has slowed down in the last several months. And inflation has outright cooled. So, you know, all these sort of things that get the Fed worried or get the Fed thinking, maybe not worried, but get the Fed thinking, well, you know, finally we can lift rates up. They're kind of falling apart here.
I'm speaking with Justin Lehart of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Justin, those economic forecasts and also the actual numbers, growth of, I guess, about 1.2% during the first quarter, the expectations that it may heat up a little bit to 3%. Were these Fed forecasts or were these expectations in the market in general?
The heat up to 3% in the second quarter is basically economists' forecast.
Right.
You know, if you look at their latest forecast. The Fed usually, when they at least their published forecasts are really just for the whole year, and they expected things to get a bit better this year. But anyhow, it just seems like, you know, kind of a 2% world, and the upside risks to the economy, if you will, those are going away. So it creates a situation where, you know, maybe the Fed wants to slow down. Maybe the Fed, not just this year, but maybe next year, starts thinking that things are a little slower. But, you know, they may not do this. They're thinking may not change right away, right? It's going to evolve. And for investors, I think that's probably where the risk is that when things get slow, when things start to change, the Fed doesn't change course right away.
Yeah.
And then it can create nervousness in the market where people are going, oh, my God, things are slowing down and the Fed's raising rates and that's going to be bad. And, you know, and then there's this sort of freak out. And then it turns out, well, it's just, you know, it takes a little time for the Fed to change its mind.
Sure. Well, what if the Fed does rethink its plans at some point? What if they, for instance, change their statement or there's something significant that's said in the press conference afterwards? And might they change their plans to maybe delaying a hike until December?
I guess. I don't know if they would sort of outright say that. Well, they wouldn't outright say that.
Right.
Janet Yellen would outright say that
in
the press conference.
It would be more subtle.
Yeah, something more subtle. Maybe, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bit more of a nod to the fact that things are a little slower, that inflation has cooled, probably with something saying, oh, well, you know, these are probably, you know, temporary factors, but we're going to be very mindful of them, that kind of thing. Just to sort of say, hey, we're watching this, and if things don't warm back up again, we'll change our mind.
On the other hand, if they stick to the script generally and say the economy continues to grow at a fairly steady pace and we stay on course for our original forecasts, might that cause some freak out?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it probably does help that they have this press conference afterwards with Chairman Yellen, and you know, it's very helpful that she's there and able to sort of temper things and explain things. And that can help, I think, smooth the water a little bit, you know, if there is any kind of nervousness.
Justin Lehart of The Wall Street Journal, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
And that's your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.